Daryl let me have it. Daryl was right. I don't remember what I said during training camp, but I would imagine I was wrong. There you go. That was something else. Daryl is hot. Daryl is angry. Daryl believes that maybe Andy Dickerson should be removed from his position with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, it's not even October yet. It's still September 30th, bud. But this all can be fixed? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I obviously have no idea if they can fix it because they've obviously buried themselves already. I mean, not that there's any reason even scoreboard watch right now.
In the spirit of the thing.
Yeah.
You can sit there and say, do they have the wherewithal to fix it? I mean, that's up to them. Do we believe that they could fix this and get going with this season? I mean, you were kind of selling some optimism here an hour ago, and now it seems that you're getting a little bit nervous.
No, well, it depends. First of all, I have no idea what I'm getting out of Nick Chubb. And so Chubb's going to report to practice this week. That was the report for the game yesterday. And I think that is significant, obviously. I'm not expecting 100% Nick Chubb the rest of the year. But can he get to 85% Nick Chubb? That's still pretty damn good for a guy who's averaged 5.5 yards a carry his whole career. And that guy, he finds holes whether they're there or they're not. That is the magic of having that guy. That's what a difference maker he is. So that's one thing that could help fix things. Because if all of a sudden they can hand the ball off and those... Right now it's so tough for them to get yardage. Like, it really is just Deshaun Watson escaping the pocket and running. That's the only surefire
offense.
Guys
aren't getting open.
You're exactly right.
He's not seeing them. And if there's the only criticism, which happens to be the biggest criticism, I had no criticism of Deshaun Watson's game. The only thing I'm criticizing is that you got to get rid of the ball and give somebody a chance to make a play.
I agree.
It's the game here. I mean, that's what it is. Maybe he thought he could still get a first down, which I guess there's a possibility of that was going through his head. But, man, I felt he should have given somebody a chance to make some sort of a play. I'd rather go down with an interception and let me defend it instead of going down like that. Because just taking a sack there is indefensible. I got to give somebody a chance to make some sort of a play. Couldn't do it.
So, overall, you talk about the offense. Austin Gale of the Ringer? He said the Cleveland Browns offense is averaging negative 1.24 EPA per drive. It's the lowest number weeks 1 through 4 for any Browns offense since 2000.
Not good. Pretty terrible.
So I'm guessing that means the expansion offense was worse. So we have that going for us.
Okay.
Well. But it shows you. It shows you, obviously, the issues. And boy, you're right, Kenny, when you talked about finding ways to lose, old Brownsian stuff. I tried to talk about the McLeod thing, and then you're like, yeah, and then they missed the extra point right after. Yeah. So... They are finding ways. Like, it is amazing because we know Watson was horrific in week 1 against the Cowboys. And they pulled it out against the now winless Jags, one of the worst teams in football. And jobs could be on the line there very quickly. But even when Watson then finally looks confident, finally stands tall in the pocket, finally reads the defense, finally delivers a pinpoint, accurate, precise ball to your veteran wide receiver, the guy you can count on, he drops it. And then, when he does all the things I just talked about and steps up in the pocket and delivers on what would have been a 83-yard touchdown strike to Amari Cooper, it comes back.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just, this is a weird day. It'd be so much easier to sit there and rip him all day. It's very easy to rip him. I mean, it's just so he keeps himself very quiet. I mean, last week with the media, he was, I mean, what did Al Duncan call him on ESPN? Arrogant? He acted arrogantly in the media, whatever. I mean, you talked about, I didn't realize his quarterback coach was going after people again on social media, so that's not necessarily a thing that people like. I mean, there's a lot of things you could rip him on. I couldn't rip him. It would be so easy to rip him, but I'm not going to because, again, I thought he played well in this football game. So even if it were like, all right, if they were to just get hammered and then I could do that, it could be his fault and would make things a lot easier. I'm just telling everybody the truth here. It'd be a lot easier just to blame him because I could just blame him and say, well, this is not the real Browns. This is a Deshaun Watson Browns team, and he sucks, so we don't have to worry about it. Hopefully we can get out of this albatross of a contract. Except he played well, and the guys that Andrew Berry drafted didn't. The offensive line is bad and in tatters as it is. The defensive line, again, where are the guys that you've drafted? Well, one's not eligible to play yet because he's still on an exempt list. The other guys aren't on the roster. Well, excuse me, one guy's still on the practice squad, I believe it is, who was a third-round pick. Where was Cedric Tillman in this game? Didn't James Prochet immediately come in and get Cedric Tillman's reps at the beginning of this football game? So where's Cedric Tillman, the third-round wide receiver that we took? We don't even want to talk about what happened last week. So I can't sit there and just it's so easy to blame him. But it's not where the blame should lay. And it don't make me feel any better about any of this because you're 1-3. And so I could sit there and preach process, the whole crap, all I want to. At the end of the day, all you guys care about is 1-3, and that's all you guys really should care about.
Against an easy schedule.
Against an easy, quote-unquote, easy schedule, except Washington isn't as easy as we thought it was, and as a caller highlighted, Philadelphia will be coming off a bye week, and all these games are on the road. And then you get the Bengals, then you get the Ravens, who looked like they were going to kick everyone's ass yesterday, and then you get the Chargers, and I'm not sure what the Chargers are going to be, but I'm going to tell you about the Chargers right now, because if you know anything about the Chargers, it's Jim Harbaugh. They are going to run the ball down your throat. If you don't fix whatever you had missing yesterday, they're going to embarrass you in front of God and everybody. That's a home game, too. You think they ain't going to be booing then? Holy Lord Almighty. You whatever needs fixed, you better get fixing on that D-line. Jim in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, sadly, guys, this team's they're not coming back. There's something wrong with this team. I don't know what it is, because, Ken, you said it. It's not just one thing. They gave up over 100 yards to the worst rushing team in the league yesterday. I wish I could put my finger on one thing that's good. This whole team, there is not one grouping playing well. I don't know how you come back from that. There's just something wrong with this team. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's leadership. I don't know if it's, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, there's talent on the roster. I don't.
The only thing I can explain, the only thing that I can explain is maybe it's in a sense the chickens are coming home to roost from what it was last year. Because, you know, Lima highlighted the big run that we had in December last year with the now quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts playing for us. But it wasn't even just that, Jim. I mean, that game against Baltimore, when you came from behind in the second half, the game against Indianapolis, where they gave you every reason to believe that they were not going to win that game, and they pulled that one out. The game against San Francisco, when you had P.J. Walker playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it's early. At what point do you start thinking about unloading veterans for draft picks?
It's still too early.
They would have to be like 2-7.
Still too early.
Especially after what the Bills did last year.
I'm not discussing it yet. Still too early. You can discuss it if you want. I'm not going to.
And as long as the AFC North looks jumbled up, or the AFC wildcard picture looks jumbled up, I mean, they really could try to sell themselves on, especially, like, let's say Watson looks good against Washington. And now you're starting to get Chubb back in the scheme of things by weeks 7, 8, 9. They would have to be like 2-7
for them to
really book it on this year.
I felt so bad, and then I felt even worse because I listened to the Stefanski press conference, and then when he was done talking, they went to break, and I said, all right, to hell with it. I turned over to Football Night in America, and there's Florio, and immediately when I turned on, well, you know, they're thinking with Devontae Adams that if they're not a competitive team, they're going to unload him. I'm thinking, we just lost to a team that doesn't even know if they're going to be competitive, right, and is going to unload, right, a player that didn't even play because they beat us without that guy earlier today. Made me feel even worse. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Greg in Madison. Got to go quickly. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I think the team is not disciplined. And Deshaun Watson, I'd say probably 50% of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage yesterday. They just look terrible offensively. And yeah, they always have drop passes. That's the Cleveland Browns.
Well, they are. I looked at the stats, and I mean, it's weird, Greg. The first point you made is absolutely true. Second point you made about it is that it's not, guys, this is not one of those old NFL primetime Chris Berman playing the music, Jim Kelly, Brett Favre type game. Certainly, what did he throw for 176 yards in this football game? And yeah, I know if the one wouldn't have got called back, it'd been a hell of a lot more. I know, coulda, woulda, shoulda,
and the Amari drop.
But I thought, considering everything, I thought he played well, and he was the least of my arguments against this football team yesterday. If you want to go ahead, it's very easy. If you went out in public and just said, Watson's the problem, Watson sucks, you're going to get very little pushback. I don't think anybody at a grocery store is going to disagree with you. But I know on this show, we have to hold each other accountable for what we believe is the truth. And I got a lot of other things that I had a problem with yesterday. He wasn't one of them.